New York Times yesterday had an article about hedge funds.
Head of the National Urban League, former mayor of this city, Mayor Mark Morial. District Attorney Eddie Jordan. Senator Cleo Fields. Senator Diane Bongio.
Put your hands together. On your feet, as a matter of fact.
All right, welcome, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM. Tim Conway Jr. and Brian David Whitman. Nice to see you, Whitman.
All right, Timmy Conway Jr., man. Great to see you back in the chair.
Thank you very much. This is awfully nice. I came back to a note here that was left on the desk. Dear Tim and Brian, hope you feel better soon, Tim. Just want to tell you, you guys have the best show on KLSX. That's very nice.
Who wrote that?
A period Corolla. Look at that.
Get out of here. Didn't write that.
I don't know. I think somebody else wrote it. All right, folks, it is time for What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say? But before we get into it, from what I understand, there's a major breaking news story in Hollywood right now.
Yes.
Every single writer has been pulled off of their TV show, whether you're working on, I don't know, Simon and Simon.
Oh, well, that's not on the air anymore.
Or Emergency or...
No, those are shows, Tim, that
Gilligan's
are...
Island, whatever you're working on.
Tim, you need to update your references. I'd say like Two and a Half Men.
Okay.
Yeah.
Two and a Half Men.
You know, My Name is Earl.
Right. My Name is Earl. And right. they've been asked to pack up their stuff and meet down at the convention center, the Los Angeles Convention Center.
Hmm.
And I've asked five of my buddies who are writers.
Oh, professional writers, they write shows?
Yes, five major writers in town, if they'd come on to discuss it. And evidently, the Writers Guild has asked the writers, at least temporarily, don't talk to the media about this. All right? There's some real anger that the writers have towards the producers.
Yeah.
And I understand it. I mean, you know, one of the issues is I believe that the writers make like 4 cents a DVD, and the guy who makes the box to put the DVD in makes 50 cents, right? There seems to be a unequal playing field there.
Right. So the writers are all pissed off. Now, these are guys who do movies and also television. I mean, it's all...
Exactly correct.
So yeah. It's a union walkout.
That's exactly right. Anyway, so we finally found one writer that will come on later this evening and talk about it.
Oh.
And this is a major writer in Hollywood, by the way.
Really?
Yeah. Steve Grad with Sports will come on later to talk about all the details in Joe Torre signing with the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Yeah, so there's a lot going on.
And yeah.
By the way, Tim, I thought you might want to know that the I-Man is back.
Yes.
According
Even
to the,
more news, huh?
According to the New York Post, it's official. Don Imus is coming back to the airwaves.
Oh, boy.
He will be on 77 WABC in New York beginning Monday, December 3rd. The I-Man... signed a 5-year deal with Citadel Broadcasting that pays him between $5 million and $8 million annually. Imus is bringing his team back to the radio on 77 WABC.
All right.
Including newsman Charles McCord.
All right. So if you're 90 and you care about that, there's the story.
Well, you and I, come on now. We've had some fun with Imus. At least we owe him to announce that he's
all right,
back.
Gang.
You
know? It is time for What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say, everybody. We have not forgotten about this. And here are the clips that you will hear tonight on 97.1 Free FM.
And Attorney Jones said, no, but we march. There'll be a big march in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Our people are in 41 states on used dormitories, and yet they were jammed into New Orleans in the water. Bush put Karl Rove over that the New Orleans will not become a majority black city in exile like learning to live in exile. Don't give up your heritage and your political base.
Wow.
Wow.
This is really good.
Don't give up many years of struggle just because a hurricane in New Orleans today. There are jobs. $6,000 for a bonus to sign up to work for a year.
Ooh.
And McDonald's and Piccadilly, there are jobs. Karl Rove has a scheme and will lose the city. People in exile... in Baton Rouge next, as we fight for these rights.
Wow.
If I finish up on that, I'm going to come back. And we went to Harper High School, and well, Buns and Lass, where her child attends Harper.
What?
Further down the road without facilities.
That's a good one, huh? That last one?
Yeah, some of these are going to be, I think, impossible to get. I mean,
where her child attends Harper.
All right, let's start here. What the hell did Jesse Jackson say? And here's your first clip, everybody. 520-9710.
And the Attorney Jones said, no, but we marched. And the Attorney Jones said, no, but we marched.
You know what that one is, Jerry? You know that one, right? All right.
And the Attorney Jones said, no, but we marched.
All right. Danny in Los Angeles, you're first up on 97.1 Free FM. Good luck, dude.
And the Attorney Jones said, no, but we marched.
And the transition said we march.
No, sorry, dude.
A little late in the judging there. That's not it, right?
The mouse stuck for a second. No, that's not right.
Yeah, this mouse is sticking in here, too.
Well, you know what? Maybe there's an epidemic. Maybe there's a systemic problem of sticking mouses.
Mice? Didn't they just create like a super mouse today? They can't fix these mice?
Well, that mouse is different than, you know, you remember Jif came in from the John and Jif show.
Right.
And he
didn't know how to use this one.
He didn't know how to use that mouse. I mean, he stared at it like it had fallen from Mars.
Well, he's the only one who brings in, everyone else brings in a laptop. Jif from the John and Jif show actually brings in an electric typewriter.
Hey, yeah. It's John and Jif here.
No, it's not Jif.
It's electric.
By the way, it's
an IBM Select 2, I believe.
It's
nice.
Jif, and let's take it from the top.
Hey, it's John and Jif here.
No, not Jif.
All right, what is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
And the Attorney Jones said, no, but we marched.
Let's talk to Lori in La Mirada. Lori, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
And the Attorney Jones said, no, but we marched.
No, she's gone. How about Diana in Burbank? You're on the air.
And the Attorney Jones said, no, but we marched.
And the transgeneral said, we'll march.
No!
No, sorry, baby. Not it. Hmm. Not there.
Sorry, Dollum.
Martin in Baldwin Park. You're on 97.1.
And the Attorney Jones said, no, but we marched.
I got to tap out. I'm sorry.
All right. But thanks for the energy.
And thanks for, yeah, really low energy.
Yeah. Thanks for keeping us all up. Bill in Hollywood, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
And the Attorney Jones said, no, but we marched. Mm.
And the Attorney General said, no, but we marched.
Jerry's thinking about it.
Well, that might be so close, we have to give it to him.
All right. Congratulations,
all right.
Dude.
Give it up.
All right. Fantastic.
I thought it was Attorney Jones, but I think it is Attorney General.
All right, Bill in Hollywood, I believe, is the one that got that one, right? Oh, congratulations, dude. Here's what you win. You win the Wendell Baker story on DVD, the new comedy featuring Luke Wilson, Owen Wilson, Eddie Wilson, and Ava Wilson. Available.
No, Ava Mendez.
Yeah. Available now from Think Film, everybody.
You can get the DVD from the program today.
There you go. Congratulations,
thank you.
Bill.
Thank you, Reverend. And that DVD will be... Now, by the way, did we send DVDs like when somebody wins a DVD? Do they come to the station to get it, Tim, or do we mail it to them?
I think we have the courtesy of mailing it to them because some of the DVDs we've given out in the past are real low end.
So the feeling is you shouldn't make someone come to the station to get that.
You'd be hard-pressed to get a guy who buses tables across the street at IHOP to come collect some of the crap we give out here.
Well, I didn't mean it for it to be like that. I just am asking if we mail them or if the listener comes to pick them up.
We should personally drive them, you and I, to their house and apologize when we give it to them.
Hi, we're Conway and Whitman. We're really sorry, but you won this on our show a couple of weeks ago.
We have bulletproof vests on as we go out there.
In the 97.1 Free FM van, the prize van. Let's hit the prize van, man.
All right, gang. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
There'll be a big march in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
I got it.
Yeah, I do too.
There'll be a big march in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Michael in Los Angeles. Let's see if you have it. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
There'll be a big march in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
There's going to be a big march in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Yes, I believe that's it. Congratulations. All right, dude, you get the Wendell Baker story on DVD.
Hello? Hello, caller?
Michael? There he goes.
There he goes, man.
All right, congratulations to that young man. All right, the third clip for tonight. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying?
Our people are in 41 states. Our people are in 41 states.
All right, Mike in Culver City are on 97.1 Free FM.
Our people are in 41 states.
Hello, Michael?
Mike.
Hello.
All right.
You know what? That's a hard clip. The end. Boring. The end. All right. Is that all right? Is Doc here? All right. Doc is here. All right. Oh, Doc. Doc is not here.
He's not here.
All right. Doc is not here. Is that wild? All right. Oh, Doc is here. All right. Okay. All right. Oh, Doc is not here. All right.
Talk about freshening up your material. You got down on me for you saying Gilligan's Island.
Well, I just
and
I'm doing
fantasy, you know, Fantasy Island.
I was just kidding. I just, you know, please. I just like to do Carson. How long has he been off the air? 15 years?
I think
92, right?
Is it 92?
Yeah. Wow. He's dead. Maybe I should stop doing. Should I stop doing
No,
him?
I like it. I like it.
All right. Well, then.
All right, here we go. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying?
Our people in 41 states.
Tito in West Covina. You're on 97.1.
Our people in 41 states.
Hello, Tom.
Hello, Tito.
Let's see. Is it our people in 41 states?
Give it up.
Yes. Wow. Congratulations. All right. You also get the, we got two more of these, the Wendell Baker story.
Hello.
On DVD, new comedy featuring Luke Wilson and Owen Wilson.
Tito?
From Think Film, everybody. Hmm. What happened to these guys?
What's happening? I mean, as soon as you announce the prize, there's...
I think they're transferred into Gina immediately. And
I
then
see.
Somebody puts them on... I don't know what happened here. Hmm. All right. Yeah, I think that's right.
Our people in 41 states.
Our people in 41 states.
I have people in 41 states.
Our people in 41 states.
People. People, I believe.
People
in 41 states.
A people in 41 states.
Oh, I think.
Our people in 41 states.
Oh, you know what he's saying is our people are in 41 states. When the hurricane hit Louisiana, those people from New Orleans went to 41 states.
Oh, they dispersed to 41 different states.
Yeah. Who were the nine that said no to these people?
I don't think anyone said no. I think probably geographically there were nine states that were so far from Louisiana that none of the...
Alaska, Hawaii.
Oh, those would be two of them probably, right.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't, you know, probably yeah. Michigan, some of the North Dakota maybe.
I bet a lot went to Michigan.
All right.
But North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota.
Maine. You think they went to Maine? You know what I mean, man?
All right.
I said it, man.
All right. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here's your next clip.
Unused dormitories, and yet they were. Unused dormitories, and yet they were.
Now, Tim, may I ask, do you hear that there seems to be something... something going on there at the beginning of that clip in the background. I don't know what that is, but before the Reverend speaks, I don't know if there's an assault going on or...
Let's see here.
Unused dormitories, and yet they were... Unused dormitories,
oh,
and
yeah.
yet they were...
Sounds like somebody's on the can.
Unused dormitories, and yet they were...
All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? David in Los Angeles, show 97.1.
Unused dormitories, and yet they were...
Unused dormitories, and yet they were.
Give it up.
Congratulations, dude.
Even got the stutters in there.
Yeah, and that finishes the Wendell Baker story. The next prize we give out.
Oh, so this man is not getting the Wendell
Baker. Yeah, he gets one of those.
Oh, well, congratulations.
On DVD.
Aren't you going to do the whole Wendell Baker riff for him?
No, he already did that. Oh. A pair of tickets to tomorrow's NHRA Powerade drag racing finals at the, Triple A Raceway.
Oh, that'll be
in
fun.
Pomona.
That'll be good.
It's a great gift.
That's it.
Cool. Pair of tickets to tomorrow's race.
All right.
Got to get out there. All right. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here's your next clip.
Jammed into New Orleans in the water. Jammed into New Orleans in the water. Jammed into New Orleans in the water.
Ryan in Newport Beach on 97.1 Free FM.
Jammed into New Orleans in the water.
Jammed into New Orleans in the water.
That's correct. Yeah,
I think that's it. Congratulations, dude.
Do I get a DVD?
You go to college.
No, you go to college.
You go to college, man.
No, we're going to give you a pair of tickets to tomorrow's NHRA racing.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, it's better than the.
Yeah, so you got no plans. You get out there, AAA Raceway in Pomona.
I mean, are you clamoring for the Wendell Baker DVD? I mean, you want that DVD?
No, I just wanted to say.
Would you rather have the ticket?
You can get the DVD from the program today.
All right, congratulations to that young man.
Jammed into New Orleans in the water.
Jammed into New Orleans in the water.
Hmm.
That's right?
Yeah, jammed into New Orleans in the water.
I wonder what he was talking about.
Final answer.
All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
Bush put Karl Rove over.
All right. Robert, you're on 97.1 Free FM. Good luck, dude.
Bush put Karl Rove over.
Sounds to me like he says, Bush put Karl Rove over.
That's it.
That's exactly right. Congratulations, man.
Now, Tim, I don't think we've been keeping track, but are we approaching a record?
Nah, I don't think so. I think that's, we're on our, let me see here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 clip, and I think the last three they got it.
And the record again is?
Record 6.
Hmm.
So,
seven would break the record.
Seven in a row where people get it on the first shot.
That the New Orleans will not become a majority black city.
This might be the killer.
The record breaker. Yeah. So, well,
that the New Orleans will not become a majority black city.
All right. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying here?
That the New Orleans will not become a majority black city.
All right, Tim and Torrance here on 97.1 Free FM.
That the New Orleans will not become a majority black city.
Can you play it one more time, please?
Oh, no. See, there it goes. Sorry, we don't do that because then everybody asks for it more time and it becomes a pain in the ass. We
Tim,
apologize.
What is this? What is this on this console in front of me?
It looks like mustard or a loogie. What? I'm going to go with mustard.
In Christ's name is that?
Looks like mustard. Smell it.
I hate mustard.
You do? Maybe somebody did that on purpose.
No, I despise mustard. Let me smell.
Let me come over there and smell it.
All right. Well, there's a swab of something in front of me. I've been sitting here for 15 minutes. Oh boy.
Yeah, it's mustard.
Are you kidding me?
No. It's like a brown mustard.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Just don't worry about it.
God damn it.
You can't be that freaked out over a mustard stain.
I need a Windex.
Get out of here, dude.
No, I can't. I'm not.
It's dried. It's dried mustard. It still smells pretty good.
Now, who in their right?
Somebody had a sandwich.
And they had mustard on the.
I don't know what happened.
I need.
You don't need anything. You need to.
I'm not sitting there.
Well, then sit over there. There he goes. He's on the move. He's taking his headphones and moving over. Yeah, that's not bad. Maybe I can then see you there every day now. Now I can actually see you. This is how we should do the show every night.
Yeah, but I don't have a computer in front of me or anything
like that. Well, make that happen for you. I like that. You're further away from me.
Yeah, I'm closer to the door.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, I'd get home quicker, wouldn't I?
Yeah, you would.
I think I'm a few steps closer.
You have to look at Jerry the whole
Actually,
show.
This is kind of nice.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Staring at you. Nice to see you.
How you doing, Tim?
How you doing?
Oh, you know what? This is not a bad setup.
I think that's how John and Ken do it. They stare at each other the whole time.
And scream about illegals?
Yeah, maybe we'll do that.
Well, I might move. I don't know. You know, it's just...
Got to build that wall.
Huh?
The wall.
Oh, I don't think we need a wall between us.
Okay.
But I don't have anything... I'm like naked. There's no computer. I can't, you know, read, copy.
You feel like a guest.
Yeah, I feel like a guest on the show sitting
here.
Well,
welcome.
Thank
you. Brian Whitman's the guest tonight.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Nice to see you.
Thank you very much.
21 years in the radio business.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, from KBC, you may have heard him on in evenings.
Oh, thank you.
And also weekends.
Thank you, Tim.
You may have seen him also on Tony Danza's talk show.
Please.
He is the king of talk radio. Ladies and gentlemen, the guest star tonight, Brian Whitman. Nice to see you, man.
Thank you, Tim. It's nice to be here.
All right.
You know, I have a tape of me doing that on your show, being a guest co-host on your show.
Is that right?
From about 7 or 8 years ago.
Okay.
You treated me really nicely.
I bet I did.
I put the cassette in, actually, about 2 weeks ago, and I thought, is that the same guy I work with? You were really nice.
I know. Well, you were a guest.
Yeah, you were really nice.
You're always nice to guests. All right, here we go. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying?
That the New Orleans will not become a majority black city.
Did we get that one already? Somebody get that one?
I think we played it, but no
oh,
one...
Oh, yeah, the guy wanted to repeat it.
That the New Orleans will not become a majority black city.
All right, let's talk to, how about Brandon in Diamond Bar? You're on 97.1.
That the New Orleans will not become a majority of black citizens.
That New Orleans would not become a majority of black citizens.
Oh, I think that's not right.
No?
That the New Orleans will not become a majority of black citizens.
I think that's incorrect. Citizens is incorrect.
Is that right? I thought it was the beginning of citizens.
Would not become a majority of black.
That the New Orleans will not become a majority of black citizens.
Nope, it is.
Son, shut up.
Citizens, I know I'm just a
it's
guest.
It's not citizens, but what is New Orleans? It's a...
Majority?
Of black people?
But Los Angeles is a blank. Portland is a blank. Yeah, there you go. Congratulations. All right, that guy got so close. I'd hate to take away his NHRA Powerade tickets.
Well, I'd hate to be the guy who was supposed to come up after him who had the right answer.
Well, then maybe we'll give him tickets, too. Drag racing tomorrow at the AAA Raceway in Florida.
Yeah, I don't like sitting over here.
I like you over there.
I don't like this.
As a matter of fact,
I'm running out of places to sit.
How about if you sit in Gina's screener's booth?
No, 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 Tim. I should be in the same room as you now. Come on.
And Gina can screen from in here.
I don't know what you're trying to do.
Or she can sit on your lap in there. Oh, no, I forgot. You guys can't be in the same room, can you?
Well, we can talk about that later. That I'd rather not.
You can't be in the same room with her without somebody else.
I don't really want to talk about that. Let's talk about that later.
Okay. All right, what the hell did Jesse Jackson say? Here we go.
Exile, like learning to live in exile.
All right, we'll play this for you a couple of times, then we'll come back and ask you what Jesse Jackson's saying. Don't forget, tonight, a very big show. We'll continue with Jesse Jackson. We'll have the latest from Steve Grad and KNX on the signing of Joe Torre today by the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Yeah, man.
And a big story coming out of the convention center. All the Hollywood writers are downtown Los Angeles right now contemplating a strike. I say it's going to happen.
How irritating would it be to be down there right now with all those dudes? I mean,
it might be fun.
Oh, no.
I mean, there's a lot of talented guys down
there. Yeah, but all crazy.
Nah,
a lot of them are crazy.
Nah, I bet it's pretty cool. I'd like
writers?
Yeah, they're a pretty good group.
Writers are nuts.
But anyway, they're all downtown Los Angeles right now trying to work out a deal whether they're going to strike or not. And we'll have one of the major writers from Hollywood come on and talk about the strike, even though we can't say his name. Because the WGA doesn't want them to go on and talk to the press.
Right. So we have a very informative show and at the same
major
time...
Major show tonight.
Infotainment, yeah. At the same time entertaining.
All right, it's the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
Exile, like learning to live in exile. Exile, like learning to live in exile.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. And we are in the middle of a What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say? Entire full-blown.
Oh, yes.
What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say?
Absolutely.
And there'll be updates on the Writers Guild strike, a big Writers Guild meeting going on right now. All of Hollywood could be shut down.
Now, what
and that may affect the jobs of 50% of the people who live in Los Angeles.
Mm. Now, may I ask, this affects also the late night programs. So
like Leno?
Like the monologue writers for The Tonight Show.
I think so, yes.
Mm. And David Letterman's show.
Yes.
All of these dudes.
I think they can write their own, but...
Well, I don't think...
I think Jay Leno does for the most part, right?
No, I think he's got big staff, right?
Doesn't yeah, but I think he does a lot of his own... Don't you write your own jokes?
Well, yeah. I can certainly write my own jokes. I have a monologue course. I would probably have to shorten it a little bit. I mean, yeah. I don't know. I turn the volume in material.
You may have to work hardest and not spend as much time with Mavis, though.
Yeah, well, of course, Mavis is great. You know, they're giving out that homemade peanut brittle to the kids at Halloween last night, like Norman.
We did have tape of Jay. He was giving out some homemade peanut brittle from Mavis.
My wife said one of the kids that stopped by last night for trick-or-treating in our neighborhood asked if there were peanuts in any of the candy we were giving out.
Oh, no. Yeah. Well, probably they have that rare peanut allergy.
I don't know what they got.
Well, I hope she was not.
Just, I don't know. I said, I don't know. Snickers, I don't know if it has it or not.
No, I think that, I think it's probably best not to get.
They got that from their mom or dad. Peanuts in your candy.
I gave out peanut M&Ms.
Oh, you did? Anyone die in your porch?
Certainly not.
All right, here we go. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Good luck.
Exile, like learning to live in exile. Exile, like learning to live in exile.
Oh, boy. Let's talk to Steve Embrea. Steve, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Exile, like learning to live in exile.
Exile likes learning to live in exile.
I don't think it's likes, but if you take the S off it, I think you got it. Listen to it again.
Exile, like learning to live in exile.
Exile, like learning to live in exile.
Yeah.
That's it, dude. Congratulations.
Give it up.
You get the NHRA Powerade drag racing tickets. I think you got to come to the station to pick them up.
Oh, boy.
And then drive out to Pomona. So if you don't want to do that, we'll give you a DVD of something. We'll set you up somehow.
Right. I mean, we'll make you happy.
Yes, that's what we do.
We're in the business of making people happy every night from 8 until 11.
At the cost of our own happiness.
Yeah, at the expense of our own happiness, at a great sacrifice to ourselves.
Right.
We're here to make you happy because, believe me, we'd rather be home. I'm kidding.
I know you're not.
I know I am.
All right. What the hell did Jesse Jackson say? Here we go.
Don't give up your heritage and your political base.
Oh, boy.
Don't give up your heritage and your political base. Don't give up your heritage and your political base.
Is one word kind of aborted there?
Yes. Okay. I think he started a word and then shut her down.
Okay.
Don't give up your heritage and your political base.
Boy. Erica in Valencia, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Don't give up your heritage and your political base.
Is it don't give up your heritage or political base?
Yeah, he didn't finish heritage, but I think you got it, baby.
What's the last word?
I think it's base.
Base.
Don't give up your heritage and your political base.
Yeah, congratulations, yeah. Erica.
Thank you. Every time I talk to you.
I'm sorry?
I talked to you last weekend.
You did?
Oh, that was. I remember that.
What'd you call in to say?
Well, remember, she was the one who...
I think I was hot because I was 34.
Right.
Oh, and you said you looked like you were 24.
And
yeah.
You said that's not possible.
And we said that doesn't really fly.
Baby.
Something like that. No. All right, hold on one sec, crazy. We'll send you tickets or something. Yeah, and I think she said she was 34, but she looks like she's 12.
Right, you hit her real hard.
And I said, you know, that works with your friends, but not on guys. Guys can tell you're 34.
Right, and then we went into, like, the neck, and you can see the eyes, and, like, didn't we go into a description of all the body parts we can look at to really determine your age?
Yeah, you can smell a girl's hair and tell how old she is.
Oh, that's right. That's very funny.
Because they really process their hair a lot when they're younger, and it gets real coarse and sort of has, like, a burnt odor to it with all the color changes and the processing. And I can feel a girl's hair blindfolded and ballpark her age within about 2 months.
We should do that at our next live show, or maybe on KCAL. We get Pat Harvey to come down.
Yeah, I'll go through Pat's hair.
And I'll blindfold you.
All right.
And Pat.
All right.
All right. And is Doc here? Doc,
I think I could nail Pat Harvey's age.
And Pat would have to sit down, and you could just,
And I don't even need a blindfold if I know it's Pat Harvey.
Still, the blindfold is good. It adds.
We'll do it with Lisa, or what? Jackie Johnson.
Jackie Johnson? Oh, yeah.
Tell how old she
is. Be up for that. So she'll
all
sit
I have to do
there.
Is, all I have to do is touch a woman's hair and smell it, and I can ballpark it within a couple months.
Right. I'm going to lobby for the blindfold. I just think it makes it more kind of a spectacle if there's somebody blindfolded. It makes it, gives it kind of a Houdini kind of, you know, appeal.
All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
Don't give up many years of struggle just because a hurricane. Don't give up many years of struggle just because a hurricane.
Danny in Studio City, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Don't give up many years of struggle just because a hurricane.
I tap out, guys.
All right.
Well,
there's
no shame
it's
in
the story of a hurricane.
No shame in tapping out.
Bill in Playa Del Rey, you're on 97.1.
Don't give up many years of struggle just because a hurricane.
Don't give up many years of service to call a hurricane.
No, sorry, dude.
But kind
of
close.
Close, yeah. But it's a huge difference.
Don't give up many years of struggle just because a hurricane.
Martin in Baldwin Park, you're on 97.1.
Don't give up many years of struggle just because a hurricane.
They give up many years of service just because what? Hurricane.
No, no, sorry, dude, but again,
but please, no
thanks
downers.
For the energy.
Take the downers after you call us. I mean, if you want to do downers during the show, you know, in the 9 o'clock hour, the 10 o'clock hour, that's fine. But if you're going to participate, we would request that you, I mean, if you want to do uppers.
If you start to take sleeping pills around 11:30, 12, like around noon,
yeah.
And you just keep popping them all day, just sit there and relax during the show. Don't call us because you get everybody else down. All right. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go. Michelle in Orange County, you're on 97.1.
Don't give up many years of struggle just because a hurricane.
Michelle?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Okay, I'm sorry, can you play it one more time?
Yeah, she sounds sweet, Tim. We could do it.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're are you hot?
Suck it.
You hot, baby?
I said thank you.
I know, but I asked you a question there.
Oh, I'm sorry, what was it?
Are you hot?
Sure, why not?
All right, here we go. We'll just do it one time for you because, you know, when chicks call, you got to be nice to them.
Right.
And I'm as uncomfortable today around women as I was when I was born.
Well,
all throughout my junior, my elementary school, my junior high school, college, mm-hmm. and the workplace, I've never been comfortable around women.
No evolution in that area.
Not a single cell in my body is more comfortable today around women than I was when I was in third grade.
Really? Because most guys get, with age, get more comfortable around women.
No, I still am.
No? Okay. All right. All right.
I still don't get him. All right, here we go, Michelle. Good luck.
Don't give up many years of struggle just because a hurricane.
Don't give up many years of service if they call a hurricane.
No, sorry, baby.
All that.
No!
For,
you got close, but
get it wrong.
No cigar. All right, here we go. Wes on the 405, you're on 97.1.
Don't give up many years of struggle just because a hurricane.
Hey, guys.
Hello, Wes.
Hey, what's up?
You got it?
You, darling.
I got one. Don't give up many years of suffering because of a hurricane.
No, sorry, dude. That's not it either.
Don't give up many years of struggle just because a hurricane.
Brian and Orange, you're on 97.1.
Don't give up many years of struggle just because a hurricane.
Don't give up many years of subservience because of a hurricane.
No. There's a key word there that it seems there's a pattern here. People are missing one word.
How little sense does that make? Don't give up many years of subservience. What, you want to continue to be subservient?
Right. He wouldn't say that to his congregation.
He wouldn't say it to, no one would say it to anybody.
Right. Well, some cultures.
Don't give up your subservient.
Well, I mean, there are some cultures where the women are subservient to men.
Mm.
So maybe a woman would say that to another woman in one of those cultures. I don't want to name
them. I think they would also consider it to be an insult. All right. What the hell is he saying? Robert in San Pedro, you're on 97.1.
Don't give up many years of struggle just because a hurricane.
Hey, fellas.
Hey.
Don't give up many years of struggle just because a hurricane.
That's exactly it, dude.
Thanks.
Congratulations. You're going to get yourself a prize. And prizes are nice.
Yeah, well, we have found in the independent research we've done here at CBS Radio.
They like them.
That people like prizes. I mean, it's just, you ask radio listeners, what do you like?
We only had one prize sent back.
All prizes?
It was a comedy DVD. It was John Lovitz.
Was that sent back?
Yeah.
Oh, no. He listens to
You know
to
who him. Sent it back?
Was John Lovitz.
No. No, Nate, one of Malibu Dan's old friends.
Yes, his songwriting partner.
And I guess he said he already had a copy and we were supposed to give it to somebody else. I don't know.
So he returned it?
Yeah, he returned it. All right. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying, everybody? We'll play his clip for you a couple of times, come back and ask you what he's saying. Stay tuned to this Conway Whitman show. All the latest on the Writers Guild strike.
That's right.
Plus an update from a huge writer in Hollywood. We can't tell you who he is because he's not going to use his real name.
Right, well, because
they've been asked.
They've been asked
by the WGA, the Writers Guild, not to use their name.
Oh, I know.
And an update from Steve Grad Sports, KNX, on the Joe Torre signing today.
And, of course, we have the news with Robin coming up just after 9 o'clock.
It's more show than we could pack in 3 hours. Let's John and Jeff, we can have some of their time.
No.
All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
In New Orleans today, there are jobs. Yeah. In New Orleans today, there are jobs.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. What the hell did Jesse Jackson say? Here's your clip. Good luck.
In New Orleans today, there are jobs. In New Orleans today, there are jobs.
I know that one.
You do?
Yes.
Oh, get yourself a prize.
No.
In New Orleans today, there are jobs.
Brad on the 101. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
In New Orleans today, there are jobs.
Brad, you got it?
I think I got it. In New Orleans, today there are jobs.
Yes, congratulations.
Hey, Brad-o, man. Brad-o, man.
I think he got closer. I think it's jobs.
That's what I said. Jobs.
Jobs.
I can't do that whistle that you do. Yeah, I can't do that.
It's only a whistle. No, I can do another whistle. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
It's really loud.
Oh, no, where you put your... You can do that one?
Put your thumbs in your mouth and do that? Yeah.
Oh, yes, I can never do that.
It's too loud to do on radio.
If you stood over there, you could do it.
People don't want to hear that. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go. My dad told me I'd do that.
$6,000 for a bonus to sign up to work for a year.
Wow.
$6,000 for a bonus to sign up to work for a year.
I think I got it.
Sign up for what?
$6,000 for a bonus to sign up to work for a year.
More bonus than I got. Mario in La Puente, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
$6,000 for a bonus to sign up to work for a year.
Sorry, guys, I don't got it. What the hell is he saying, though?
All right, man. Well, we thank you for calling.
Someone else will try.
Brianna in Anaheim, you're on 97.1.
$6,000 for a bonus to sign up to work for a year.
6,000 of those are forced to sign up to work.
No!
Sorry, baby. Michael in Rialto, you're on 97.1.
$6,000 for a bonus to sign up to work for a year.
$6,000 to sign for abortion signs up for a year.
Abortions? No.
No!
Does that make sense to you, dude?
No, my brother.
Michael?
No.
Okay. All right, buddy. Thanks for calling. $6,000 to sign up for abortions for a year. Jesus Christ. Regina in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1.
$6,000 for a bonus to sign up to work for a year.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hello, Regina.
How are you?
Good.
Do you care?
I do care.
I'm doing great.
You know, right. I guess.
What do you got?
I don't know this one.
Oh, then you're out. It's over then for you.
All right. Thanks for calling, baby.
Babam.
There she goes.
There you go, Babam.
Dean in Arizona, you're on 97.1.
$6,000 for a bonus to sign up to work for a year.
$6,000 for a bonus to sign up for a year.
Oh. You know, despite the shouting, you know.
Very close.
Very close, Dino. Hey,
$6,000 for our boys to sign up for a year.
Now listen to it again.
No.
Hold on.
$6,000 for a bonus to sign up to work for a year.
They work for a year.
Yes, congratulations.
What?
Dude.
Put your hands together.
It's
if
work
that makes
for a
sense
year. That's the part he'd miss. He got it. Congratulations.
He got it?
Yeah, he got it.
Oh, all right.
Put your hands together if that makes sense to you.
All right.
Hey, send him those NHRA tickets. He lives in Arizona. He's got to be the station before 7 tomorrow morning and then out to Pomona. Full day.
Now, wait, is he? I guess he's listening online in Arizona, right?
I don't know what he's doing.
At 971freefm.com.
Unless we're syndicated there, like we didn't know we were syndicated in
Idaho.
Iowa or
well,
Idaho.
Well, actually, we weren't syndicated in Idaho. I want to
just left on the station.
Oh, right. What happened was there's a station in Idaho, a really small station, that runs the Tom Likas show. The station is so small, they don't have anybody there.
And they just kept that on?
Right. There's literally not an employee in the station. That's how small it is. And they had Tom on the feed, and then I guess they just left it on. So we started getting calls from Idaho. But that night we were very
syndicated.
We were very popular, actually.
Yeah, look at that. We should say we're syndicated.
Well, I mean, it would be a little misleading, but
what if we say we're accidentally syndicated? That's honest.
Yeah. Well, it was. We were accidentally syndicated. That's a true statement.
The only accidentally syndicated show in radio.
Right. And we got calls from Idaho. We had guys who were really into it. We had guys, I mean, requesting, you know, bits and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just one night we were on, but we were hot.
All right, gang. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. When we come back, the Writers Guild strike going on, or it hasn't been decided yet, but the big meeting going on in downtown Los Angeles right now. We'll have the latest on that. News with Robin. Plus, we'll have a top 10 list when we come back of the David Letterman show, what that will sound like when there's no writers. And we have the real David Letterman show coming up right now. And when we come back at 10 o'clock, in the 10 o'clock hour,
yeah,
Steve Grad to tell us all about the Joe Torre signing. A huge night tonight.
Steve Grad is great.
Steve Grad from KNX Sports.
Yeah, man.
We'll be calling up in the 10 o'clock hour to give us the latest scoop on Joe Torre.
Well,
full night, man.
We better get along. We've got lots to do tonight.
It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.